Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about obedience to Allah in general, and specifically it is about the effects and consequences of this obedience. You know, obedience and ta'at, as we call it in Arabic, is a very central virtue in Islam and in Islamic ethics. In fact, we have one verse of the Holy Quran in which God Almighty has emphasized this and alluded to its goodness and its virtue. In one verse, Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, O ye who have faith, obey Allah and obey the Apostle and those vested with authority among you. Right, so this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, and not only does it allude to the obedience of Allah to Allah and its virtue, but also why is it necessary for us to obey the Apostle of God and also the people who have been vested with authority, which is allusion according to Quranic commentators. This is an allusion to the Aimma alayhim as-salam. In any case, in this beautiful hadith, the Prophet says, verily what is with Allah, which is an allusion to the reward that is with Allah. This reward and, you know, these other worldly rewards which are with Allah, these can only be attained through his obedience to his commands. And Imam Ali alayhi salam says, obedience to Allah is the key to every efficient matter and the redressing of every immortal act. And in a similar way, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated as having said, the person most worthy of Allah's mercy is the one most diligent in Allah's obedience. The more diligent we are to obey Allah, the more deserving and worthy will we be of being showered with Allah's mercy. Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, it is incumbent upon you to obey the one whom you hold no excuse to remain ignorant of. And finally, Imam Hadi alayhi salam says the following regarding the obedience to God. He said, he who obeys the Creator is not bothered by the displeasure of the creation, meaning other people. Meaning if he obeys Allah, if he's a true believer, it doesn't matter to him whether other people, they become angry and displeased at this or not. He knows that this is his responsibility and, he has to do it. You know, even if other people become upset at this, you know, he's not bothered by it, you know. You know, he remains happy and content with the fact that he has carried out his religious responsibility. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at obedience to God and its effects in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.
وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد